BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has told Vladimir Putin that Russia's war in Ukraine has to stop. At talks in St. Petersburg, Mr. Ramaphosa said the conflict was causing global harm.
We do firmly believe that this war must be settled, and it must be settled through negotiations and through diplomatic means. We are here to communicate a very clear message that we would like this war to be ended.
Mr. Ramaphosa was among representatives of seven African nations who've been hoping to mediate. The rival military factions fighting for power in Sudan have agreed another 72-hour ceasefire starting on Sunday morning. The deal was announced by Saudi Arabia and the US, who've been mediating. It followed a day of heavy fighting between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Here's David Willis.
The agreement reached follows one of the deadliest clashes between the two groups since the conflict began 2 months ago. Hundreds have died and millions have been forced to flee their homes. The United Nations has said 25 million people in the country are currently in need of aid. Previous ceasefires have allowed some humanitarian aid to get through, but whilst they have at times calmed the fighting, they have failed to quell it entirely.
The Ugandan military says it's pursuing the militants who attacked a school on Friday night, killing at least 40 people, many of them children. The rebels from an Islamist group known as the ADF also kidnapped six students before escaping back across the border into the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's public anger over the military's failure to crush the rebels. Despite an operation it launched against the ADF inside the DRC in 2021, as Will Ross explains.
One of the Ugandan military commanders said these rebels were in the area for at least 2 days prior to the attack. So that then opens up real questions of intelligence and why they hadn't found out more about the presence of these people. We also don't know how many were involved in the attack, whether it was just 3, 4 or 5 people or a much larger group. But people are feeling very angry that there isn't and there hasn't been improved security, but serious questions about really what's gone on over the last 18 months during this military operation against the ADF.
Police in Angola have used tear gas to disperse crowds of people protesting against a hike in fuel prices. Angola cut petrol subsidies last month, almost doubling the price. Opposition parties and civil society groups have called the police response to the protests heavy-handed. BBC News. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Beijing, the first visit to China by America's top diplomat in almost 5 years. The trip was meant to take place in April but was postponed after a Chinese surveillance balloon was shot down over US airspace. Neither side expects a major breakthrough in resolving tensions. Talks will focus on how to stop the rivalry between the two superpowers from spiralling into conflict. President Biden has held his first political rally since launching his campaign for a second term in the White House. Addressing hundreds of union workers in Philadelphia, he said he was the most pro-union president in American history.
The investment bankers in this country, think about me, and this is not a criticism of them, but if the investment bankers in this country went on strike tomorrow, no one would much notice in this room. But no, think about this in a literal sense. But if this room didn't show up for work tomorrow on Monday, the whole country would come to a grinding halt.
Mr. Biden also said he would make the super rich pay more tax. Hundreds of workers inside the convention hall chanted, "Let's go, Joe." The Mexican authorities say they've found 129 migrants crowded into the back of a lorry in Veracruz state. Most are from Central American countries. The discovery came during a heat wave that's seen temperatures well above 40 degrees Celsius. German construction workers have unearthed an escape tunnel that once ran under the Berlin Wall. It's on Bernauer Straße, which was split between East and West Berlin by the Cold War division of the city and was the scene of many desperate escape attempts to the western side. Local media said the newly discovered tunnel was just 50 centimetres wide and 70 centimetres high. BBC News.